Federal agencies are on a mission to hire people with disabilities, and now the Defense Department is getting ready to recognize some of those people. It's the department's Disability Employment Awards. Here to talk about what these workers bring to the table is Stephen King, DOD's Director of Disability Services. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks again for having me, Tom and Amy. I greatly appreciate it.
So give us an overview of the program in the first place.
Well, the program is designed to highlight our success, to highlight employees and service members with disabilities who go above and beyond in fulfillment of their duties, and also to recognize some of our components, four of our components in particular, that have done a great job in advancing employment of individuals with disabilities within their respective organizations.
So you recognize the employer and the employee, huh?
Correct. The employees, quite frankly, whether they be civilian employees or service members with disabilities, they in and of themselves remove barriers. They come into the workplace, they're in the military, they do an outstanding job, and quite frankly, they're removing barriers so that other people with disabilities can follow them. As far as the components, I think it's great to create a little bit of a competitive environment, if you will, amongst the components. So when we can offer this award on behalf of the Secretary of Defense, the other components start noticing, and they want to be part of this program as well.
The components, who are they, and who are the people within those components that are getting these awards?
Well, we actually have a long list of individual award winners, probably too many to mention here at the moment. However, we will indeed have a press release, and we also will be updating our Facebook page, which we just launched last week, for the Office of Diversity Management and Equal Opportunity in DOD. So if people want to follow along during the ceremony, they'll certainly be able to do that. The components that will be receiving awards, we've broken the awards down into four categories. One's Best Military Department, Best Mid-Size Component, Best Small-Size Component, and Best Intelligence Component, which was a new category we added last year. The Military Department, who won this year, is the Department of the Navy. Mid-Size Component, Defense Commissary Agency. The Joint Staff won the Best Small-Size Component, and the Best Intelligence Component Award will go to the Defense Intelligence Agency.
How are you able to judge who brings what to the workplace and who gets the awards?
Well, for the components, we measure them on things such as their participation rate, a representation of individuals with disabilities and individuals with severe disabilities, their use of non-competitive hiring authorities such as the Schedule A hiring authority to hire individuals with disabilities in the workplace. We look at the number of promotions that were provided to individuals with disabilities and also their participation in the Workforce Recruitment Program, which is a program that we manage in partnership with the Department of Labor that's provided over 6,000 job opportunities to current college students and recent graduates with disabilities. For the individual award winners, it's really up to the components. We put out some criteria, but it's excellence. It's just outstanding work skills and abilities that the individuals bring to the table. We have individuals who are relatively new, 2 years, 3 years with the organization, and we also have people who have spent their entire careers with the Department of Defense. And if there's a common thread throughout, each one of them have gone above and beyond in what they do.
And does the hiring of disabled workers under this organized system also coincide with the hiring of veterans who may have come back from Iraq or Afghanistan with some disability?
Absolutely. That's actually one of the criteria that I'd left out. We have 10 criteria, 10 different areas in which we judge our components on, and one of them actually is hiring of veterans as well. Of course, we owe a great deal to our veterans, whether the Department of Defense or all federal government agencies and the general public. We know that. We get that. We're the largest employer of veterans in the United States, and we take it very seriously. So, of course, that is an important part of this ceremony and this recognition as well.
We are talking with Stephen King, the Director of Disability Services for the Department of Defense. So then you're able to balance the president's call to hire 100,000 disabled people with your need to find people who can do the job. How are you able to make those cross-references and make those matches?
Well, it's we are very focused, of course, on Executive Order 13548, increasing federal employment of people with disabilities. Department of Defense represents approximately 36% of the federal government, so we realize that we're expected to lead in this area. And we've put together an operational plan, just like the other federal government agencies. And we have taken major steps to try to reach our goals, to put in place a solid program or a solid strategy, if you will, to try to reach that. We will be talking a little bit about the executive order during the award ceremony and highlighting some of our accomplishments over the past year.
And tell us about some of the accommodations that are made for people with disabilities. How do you accommodate them?
You know, that's an excellent question. I think that sometimes folks are afraid to hire individuals with disabilities, in part because of accommodations. And fortunately, within the Department of Defense, we have an amazing program called the Computer Electronic Accommodations Program, otherwise known as CAP. Although it's a DOD program, it actually provides services to most federal government agencies, and they provide assistive technology at no cost. There are devices that permit individuals with disabilities to take a picture, if you will, of a printed page, and then through this device that has screen reading technology on it, read to the individual, let's say who's blind, read to them exactly what was just scanned by that photograph. And all that's built into a Nokia cell phone today. So there's a lot of different technologies that are out there, and in some cases, it doesn't even require technology to accommodate someone. It could just be a flexible work schedule, allowing them to telework. It could be allowing them more frequent breaks, let's say if someone has diabetes or something of that nature. So it's really just being flexible, and in return for your flexibility, you end up with an employee, in the case of our 20 award winners, employees and service members who return that many times over, and that's how the Department of Defense benefits from employing individuals with disabilities and holding on to our service members who've been injured.
You talked about the flexibility and, in some cases, the technology. Is that part of what DOD's latest efforts might be to recruit more people with disabilities?
Well, that's certainly a part of it. Actually, it's it takes a lot of different strategies, if you will, approaches to increasing employment of people with disabilities. One is, of course, the accommodations. Another is, quite frankly, addressing attitudinal barriers. And I think that's where the winners that we will be highlighting, we will be recognizing at the event, come into play. Although I'm sure they didn't sign on to be, a poster person, if you will, for the disability movement, by coming into the workplace and going above and beyond and just happening to have a disability, it does indeed remove barriers. And if managers will give them an opportunity and hire individuals with disabilities, they will be rewarded.
I imagine getting to that idea about attitudinal issues, that for those returning vets that might be, say, newly handicapped in some way or have some disability, must be inspiring to them to see people that have been working with disabilities for many years and having successful careers.
Absolutely correct. Last year was the first year that we added service members with disabilities to this event, and it's brought a whole new aspect, if you will, a whole new perspective to the Disability Awards program itself. There are indeed many young men and women, or more seasoned men and women, even in uniform, who want to continue their service. They may not be able to continue to serve our country in uniform. However, DOD wants to welcome them as civilian employees, and we've certainly put in place a lot of initiatives and efforts to try to retain them and to try to allow them to continue to serve as a civilian employee.